Parshas Chayesoro Tovshinayin Ches. The Torah is telling us about Avraham Avinu coming back from Akedas Yitzchak, and Sora Imenu was Nifter, like Chazal tell us that the Satan came and told Sora Imenu that he sees Yitzchak. Avraham is about to shecht Yitzchak, and Porcha Nishmoso. The Mefarshim say that how Avraham Avinu managed to be Oymed in the Nisayon and Sara Imenu did not manage to be Oymed in the Nisayon. And the Mefarshim explain that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a Nisayon, he gives him the koiches to be Oymed in the Nisayon. Mashenk and Sara, this was not her Nisayon. Now the Satan used this thing that Avraham is shechting Yitzchak to surprise her and to shock her, and Memele she died. But if that would be her Nisayon, Hashem would give her the koiches to teach us that every Nisayon that a person has in his life, if Hashem gives you the Nisayon, you will manage. You will pass the test, because Hashem loves us and Hashem gives us the koiches to pass the Nisayon. If we can't pass the Nisayon, it's not true. We could. And this is what we see. Avraham Avinu had the koiches. The Sara Imenu, it was not her Nisayon. And the Satan only used it in a way how to mitzi her neshama, because that was not her Nisayon. Mikol Makoyim, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu comes and he wants to be koiver Sara Imenu and he can't find the kever. And he has to come to Bnei Chais and he buys from them the kever. And Chazal say, Asora Nisyonis Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. And as a machlekes, what are the Asora Nisyonis? And some of the Mefoshim explain that the last Nisoyon was that he couldn't find a place to be Koiver Soro Imenu. And the question is, when you test the person, you know, first you try a little bit, then you go harder and harder and harder. L'cheure, Akedas Yitzchak is a much harder Nisayon, a much deeper Nisayon, to shecht your son, to change all of your shita, not to shecht the moilech. And Avraham was aimed in the Nisayon. Now the Beira Olam, the Bashefer, Ribbono Shel Olam, is coming to test him, kivyochol, in a harder test. And what is the test that he's test? He can't find a place to be koiver soro. L'chura, that Nisayon is a much easier Nisayon, a much leichter Nisayon. So the Mefarshim say one pshat. When a person feels that he's in the middle of a war, he's climbing a mountain, he has all of the koiches to climb the mountain, even that it's hard, even that it's a big work, but he manages. But when he feels that already he's okay, and he already managed, and he's standing in the top of the mountain, and he's not fighting up, then it's harder. Miyale behar Hashem, over miyoku bimkoim kotshoi. When Avraham Avinu had the Nisyonis and he was test, for sure it was a big Nisyon, but it was easy, somehow it was an easy mahalach, like climbing a mountain, climbing up the Everest. But when he passed that Nisyon and he felt that he's an Adam Hasholem and everything is good already, then is the harder Nisyon to stay Sholem. This is what a person has to learn. A lot of times you see people, they're not frum, they become frum, they're schwacher, they become starker. And that big step is a hard step, is a huge step. But they manage somehow to pull it through. But then is a hard Nisayon, consisting to stay okay, consisting to start stark, that is a hard Nisayon. Sometimes you have a guy, he was not benching, he was mekabel to start the bench, and he's benching. But then it's been out of kavana. See, someone is about tshuva sometimes. It's a very hard switch, but he switched. But then every dikduke mitzvahs. But there's another way that the Welt wants to say pshat. Sometimes Avraham Avinu was passing the Nisayon. It was a big Nisayon. But again, sometimes big nisyoines a person could pass. Small nisyoines are the hard nisyoines. The small nisyoines are the hard nisyoines. I had a bacher that came to yeshiva. He went against his parents, against his family. So much nisyoines till he came to yeshiva. Everything, but he managed to come to yeshiva against everyone. But then when he was in yeshiva on the daily base, he didn't manage. He had to go back. Sometimes the big step is hard to do. It's easy to do, I'm sorry. The big step is easy to do. But the small little things, the small things are harder. The same like I said before. It's easy maybe to start the bench. It's easy, maybe not easy. It's a big nisayon. Person becomes a baal tshuva. It's a big nisayon. But the small nisayonis, when you're fighting, when it's a war, it's easy. But when it's little nisayonis, it's hard. I say every time to the bachrim, if someone will come and tell us, no more learning, chas v'shalom. No more learning. If you learn, we'll kill you. People will hide in the caves and sit and learn Yayman Velayla. Hide in the caves and learn Yayman Velayla. But when you tell the same Bocher, come to Seder in time. Don't leave late night Seder before 12 o'clock by night. I want you to be here 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's not enough that the whole shir comes 9 o'clock and the whole shir leaves 11 o'clock. I want you to be here 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. I want you to leave 12 o'clock. He can't do it. But you could learn in the cave with Sakanas Nefoshes. A hard Nisayan a person could pass. A small Nisayan. Sometimes it's easier to pass the Akedah. But it's harder to have the Nisayan if not having a place after Hashem promised him that El Tisrael is his. And now he's not having a place to bury sorrow. But I saw in the Mefoshim, and this is what I heard from David Pavalsky. And this is really what I want to speak about today. Reb David Povarsky said the follows. Avraham Avinu, after the Nisayan of the Akedah, he had to feel, I passed the Nisayan. I'm in a high madrege. I'm already close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I passed everything. I went to a kasdim, and I even was masking, like we say, Mishonu l'Avraham Avinu b'har ha'meiriyo hu ya'aneinu. And when he comes home, he sees he lost his wife. And then he doesn't have where to bury sorrow. And he could think to himself, Chas v'shalem, I tried so much, I did so much. Why it's not happening? Why it's not happening? Why, how much I have to try? And then as a Nisayan, Shaloi li Yisraim, and this was the Nisayan of Avraham Avinu, that even the Hashem promised him that Eretz Yisrael is his, and he had to buy it by 400 shekel kesef, oivel asoicha, he didn't complain. The Yitzer Hore comes to a person and says, you did so much, you deserve so much. Guy tells me sometimes, I gave chaymesh, I did this, I did that, and why I'm suffering? I'm learning, and why I'm suffering? Why I'm having shiduchim problems? Why I have tzar gedol banim? Why I have this? Why I have that? That is the second nisayan. That is the harder nisayan. That is the nisayan of Avraham Avinu. How you come to that madrege, that even after you do so much, and there's another nisayan you come, doesn't make a difference, you stay stuck. So I wanted to explain it with a beautiful, beautiful vote that I heard. We read last week. Avraham Avinu tells Yitzchak and Ishmael and Eliezer, and they're going to Har HaMoriah. And then Shvuloch and Poim Achamoir, and Avraham and Yitzchak carry on walking. Vayelchu Shneim Yachdov. Chazal said, what is Yachdov? Yitzchak doesn't know that he's going to be Shecht. Avraham knows. So Yitzchak is okay. Chazal tells us Avraham was in the same simcha of Yitzchak. Then it says, Yitzchak asks his father, Ha'esh v'macheles v'ayeh aseh le'oilo. V'ayoy mer Elohim yir elo aseh. Bni, you're the korban. V'ayelchu shteyem Yachdov. Again, now Yitzchak knows. But he's happy like Avraham. Like Avraham was so happy and b'shalva before, and he was b'full shalva because he was like Yitzchak that didn't know. Now Yitzchak is like Avraham. Like Avraham was b'shalva before, Yitzchak is also b'shalva. So the first Yachdov is to tell me Avraham is like Yitzchak when Yitzchak did not know. And the same Yachdov, second Yachdov is to tell me that Yitzchak is like Avraham. Like Avram was okay before Yitzchak Nadar, he knows Vayelchu Shneim Yachdov. We have a Mesoiro. It's the third time in the Torah that says Yachdov. What is the third time? It says in the Parsha when Avram Avinu comes back from Har Moriah. And he comes down with Yitzchak. And he meets Yishmael and Eliezer. Vayelchu Yachdov. The Einikel of Rashi asked him what we will say in this Yachdov. How we will explain this Yachdov. This Yachdov already we don't have a pshat how to explain. And Rashi answered him, what you have to say. What you have to say. And he said, the Torah is coming to tell us, Avraham Avinu, you would think after the Akedah, Yitzchak Avinu, they will feel they are better. We call it the guy with the Kedushin, Nishin the Richtik in Ma'alach, Chas V'Sholem. Zog the Pasuk, Vayelchu Yachdov, they were walking back with Yishmael and Eliezer like Shovim B'Shovim, without feeling that they deserve something special, without a special feeling. They felt they're the same. It didn't change them. It didn't put them in a place, in a wrong place. Avada, you have to be mechazik. Oh, but not to feel, now I deserve everything. Not that chelik. Not that chelik. Vayelchu Yachdov. Rabbi Yisai, how Avraham Avinu manages the last Nisoyen? Because Yachdov, he doesn't feel, now I deserve everything. I did Rotzen Hashem. The same way I daven shachris. Now today I had a hard nisoy and I passed it. Not to feel, oh, I passed the nisoy and now I don't have to do nothing for 10 years. I want to explain more from that. Al derech dem is in the Maharal. Before Shem asked Kashe, when Avraham Avinu says goodbye to, in the beginning to Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvu lochem poim hachamoyr, am adoyim lechamoyr. Why Avraham Avinu did not take the chamoyr with him? If he could walk without a donkey, so from the house leave without a donkey. And if he needs the donkey to help him, take the donkey also. What is the difference? So in the Brisket Torah they say, pshat, that could be the mokim was mokim azor, was mokim mignish. You're not allowed to put in an animal inside, so he didn't want to put in the chamoir into the mokim of Har HaMoriah. It's different as Beir. But I heard from the Maharal says, pshat, Avram is roichev al hachamoyer, Moshe is roichev al hachamoyer, Moshiach is roichev al hachamoyer. It's kivyochol to mashlit yourself on the gashmias. Chamoyer is miloshin gashmias. Bilom is roichev an ha'osin, and in a cave, he goes into it. Sherochav to olai, he becomes a part of the gashmias. This is bo al chamoyer, al ha'osinoy. Aber Avram, Moshe and Moshiach, the roichev al hachamoyer. But when you come to the Akedah, it's a higher from that. It's not you sholet on the chamrias. It's no mokim in Beis Hamikdash and avodas Hashem for no gashmias. But when you finish, Avraham Avinu comes back to the Orav and the Chamoir, and again he puts himself in the regular matziv, in the regular mokim, because that is the pshat. A person has to know, I have to do Rotzen Hashem, and then I have to be mamshich. Rabbi Yisai, Chazal tell us that we have to learn from the Avos HaKadoshim. Every person Hashem tests them. I heard once a Givaldike Tosefes. We have a couple more minutes to explain it. The Nisoyon of the Akedah and the Nisoyon of Lech Lecha was a Nisoyon that the Ribbono Shel Olam told him. Do. Was hard. You have to daven when it's hard. You have to learn when it's hard. It's hard. But it's a nisoyon and you manage. The nisoyon of Sora Imenu was a nisoyon that no one told him that it's a nisoyon. It's the daily life nisoyon. It's the daily nisoyon. And a person has to be oymed in the daily nisoyon. And when a person is oymed in the daily nisoyon, then he has the siyata dishmaya. Then he has the atzloche, and this is the asora nisyoynes. So all of us, we have the nisyoynes, but we have to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And we have some of the nisyoynes that we don't realize that it's nisyoynes. It's hard in parnosa, and hard in chinuch habonim, and gizunt, and shalom bayis. But if a person is mechazik himself, he could be zeichetake to all of the brochas. To all the siyata dishmaya that a person could have, be'ezus Hashem.